Ranger's Notes from Surprise, Arizona. So it's very strange. We have gone now a week and a half without hearing a peep from Jerry Jones. Nobody has seen him. He has not done any interview. The last time we saw him was lurking in the back of his luxury suite at the Super Bowl. He has disappeared. It's very un-Jerry-like. But joining us now on the ticket is a deep throat informant who is very close to the Jones family and has agreed to come on the show with us only if we would digitally alter his voice to protect his identity. Good morning, Deep Throat. Do you have us?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for your courage in coming forward with this story.
Thank you for speaking with me.
Can you tell us where Jerry Jones is?
I want to first say that I'm speaking to you while experiencing extreme fear for my life.
Oh, my.
Wow, wow.
At this very moment, Jerry is holed up in the mountains of Arkansas.
That's
in
where
what
it is.
He calls the Eagle's Nest.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. I doubt he calls it that.
He said that he effed up the Super Bowl so bad that he could not show his face in this town again.
Ever?
Oh, man.
So that is why he is getting another facelift. At this very moment.
Wow, right now.
Yes, he is getting a new external chimp face installed.
Chimp face.
And he's having this done in the hills of Arkansas.
Yes. He will also have new hair when he emerges from his bunker. For years, he has been harvesting Jerry Jr.'s hair. He even confided in me that he had those two sons basically as an organ farm.
All right. He would never say something like that.
But now he is not taking Jerry Jr.'s hair.
He's not.
He bought the hair of dead Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, my God. That's exotic.
That's really disturbing.
And unnecessary.
He paid a fortune to Ryan O'Neal for her locks.
Huh.
But his hair will be beautiful forevermore. He has also added some bone grafts to his shins in order to increase his height.
So he's going for the complete makeover.
A completely new look. Unfortunately for Jerry, the legs grew unevenly, making his right leg 17 inches longer than the left one.
That doesn't sound good.
He's going to walk with a gimp, I guess.
I guess. He travels with that gimp everywhere for sexual purposes.
Maybe a limp, I guess.
The transformation is amazing. When he emerges, you will see a new face, hear a new voice, and he'll have teats out to hear.
So what has he said about the Super Bowl?
He does not like to speak of such things. He knows that it has marred his otherwise marred reputation. His mood swings are as violent as they are angry.
Oh, well, okay. I don't understand that, but okay.
He berates us all of here in the Eagle's Nest.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he wears his customary Nazi uniforms 24 hours a day.
Boy, he's into the Hitler thing.
He takes out most of his anger on Roosevelt. The man who looks like an older, shorter James Brown from the football broadcast.
That's his personal assistant.
Yeah, we see that
what
guy.
Is that guy do?
He's like Jerry's driver.
Yeah.
I guess that's what he does.
Over shoulder James Brown.
But Jerry's violence has caused me great discomfort. Just this morning, he punched me and beat me about the stomach, causing both vomit and the diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that. Why do you take that?
Most of my body left me for those two orifices. But Jerry swears with all his power and might that he will bring the Super Bowl back to North Texas and get it right next time.
He's determined.
Just this morning, I overheard him speaking in hushed tones with the devil.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Again?
Yes.
He's making a deal, huh?
He's made a deal. This time, he exchanged the soul of Stephen to get the Super Bowl back.
Oh, my. He wouldn't do something like that.
Of course, he has long since given Jerry Jr.'s soul over to the Dark Lord. That was to secure those three Super Bowls that he hopes you like. I cannot speak anymore. I must go.
We have more questions.
I'm fading out now.
There he goes.
He did call it. He was fading out. There's our Deep Throat informant with what's Jerry been up to here for the last week or so. 8:51 on the